The Ticket.
D-E-A-T-H. What does that spell?
Death.
It is trifecta time yet again here on The Ticket, where we remember those who have passed on and try to consider their meaning in this great world of ours, how much they mattered. And whether they have the credentials to gain a room in the three-bedroom apartment in the sky. Still 602?
602, currently occupied by Bob Weir and Brigitte Bardot. Mm.
Still Donovan Lewis?
Still Donovan.
Hi, Don.
Are we going to hear from you?
It's like Steel Dre.
At 5:35?
You bet.
All right.
Okay, we got double Donovan today.
Don't let me down.
Some might
double
say
D's,
double
Bob.
D's.
You should be used to that.
I'm so used to it.
So hard in a couple days.
All right, so today, our trifecta candidate to join Brigitte Bardot and Bob Weir.
She's not a wine.
Bardot yeah. is a nice glass of Bordeaux. John Brody. Mm-hmm. John Brody died last week at the age of 90 in California, and there's a chance at least half of our panel has never heard the name John Brody.
All right, well, let's ask them right now. Honestly, Lando, have you heard of him?
Nope.
DJ, heard of him before today?
No.
Hamster?
No.
Okay. Now, this is what trifecta is about.
Donovan?
No, I don't recognize the name.
The name John Brody. What if I would tell you that he is an NFL MVP, a first-team All-Pro quarterback, a passing touchdown leader multiple years, passing yards leader multiple years, and it happened right at the time of the merger in 1970. What do you think of that? He was QB1 for the San Francisco 49ers for much of his career. His career spanning with the Niners from 1957 to 1973.
It's a long time.
Dude, he played forever.
He did play forever. I don't know if he was QB1 early, because I think that was Y.A. Tittle, if I'm not mistaken. But then worked his way to first full season as a starter in the early 60s after Y.A. was sent to the Giants, I think, in 61. Anyway, that's not where the story begins. The story begins with him going to Stanford after a promising young life in terms of participating in every sport as a kid, and I mean every sport, so much so that when he went to Stanford, he did not want a scholarship, because if he accepted his scholarship, they would want him to participate in spring football. And he was not interested because he wanted to play golf at Stanford.
How about that?
Where he was an All-American.
How about that?
In golf. So they begrudgingly allow him to be a two-sport star that only cares about football in the fall semester and plays golf in the spring semester. And it so threw him off his football career that he was taken third overall in the 1957 draft behind Paul Hornung and in front of Len Dawson and Jim Brown in the 1957 top six picks. John Brody goes number three to the 49ers.
Athlete.
Yeah.
I mean, you're assuming golfers are athletes.
Well, he was a quarterback for a football team, David.
A starting quarterback in the NFL.
When they redraft the 1957 draft, he'll be in the same place?
I mean, he was an NFL MVP, but no, I would imagine the teams that passed on Jim Brown probably aren't real thrilled about that. And you could argue Len Dawson,
but Jim only gave him like 7 years, right? This guy gave you 17.
That's right. What if I told you in 1966 he became the highest paid player in the NFL? Because He was making $35,000, asked for $65,000, and the 49ers were like, yeah, I don't think we're going to double your money. That's crazy talk. Well, at the same time,
sounds like Dan Bennett.
At the same time, the AFL is coming along and trying to steal players, and the Houston Oilers promised John Brody that if he jumps to the AFL, they will pay him 5 years for $750, which is way more.
I'll take that
than $35,000. Well, unfortunately for him, as he is going back to the Niners, the NFL and AFL merge, and now they are done sniping players. But he wants his money, and he threatens to sue the NFL and the AFL about this merger because they're costing him, in his opinion, $1.1 million. And he demands that money. Well, the league...
He was the Brooks Koepka of his day.
The league kind of agrees, and they agree to pay him $920,000 over 3 years if they can pay it to him over 12. But for the 3 years of playing.
Oh, like Ohtani, deferred money.
Yes. And if Brody plays longer than 3 years, then they got to pay him $80,000 and then $90,000, which, again, he is the highest paid player in the league. All this is happening as he is for the Niners at Kezar Stadium, and things got so bad on the field because he threw a few picks in his day. In fact, in the end, more picks than touchdowns. Not incredibly uncommon back then, but
no.
He threw picks. Well, apparently his bad days encouraged them to actually put protective fencing where he could no longer be hit by beer cans as he walks off the field from his own team. Later, he got into Scientology and took some interesting turns there late in his career. And
disavowed them eventually, though.
Eventually disavowed them. Then, of course, at his retirement, started playing golf professionally.
He had a broadcasting career, too.
And also was a common broadcaster on the NBC AFC package when we were all kids. John Brody would be doing games all the time.
I want to say, okay, let's see. He called Super Bowl VIII.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Super Bowl 13.
Oh, wow. Cowboys Steelers?
Yes, he was on the call for Super Bowl 13.
Incredible.
I know.
Well, he won one tournament in 14 years on the senior tour by beating Chichi Rodriguez, I believe, in a playoff. And I can't remember where that was, but I just read it.
By the way, his story is that in the off season he would play golf, but not a ton. And he was like, at some point I'll get it back together. At some point I won't play football anymore and I'll try to get my game back together. I don't think human beings understand how ridiculous it is to say I'll get my game back together to qualify for the professional level at 50.
Like, this is literally what people said Tony Romo would do.
Right.
He actually did it.
Yes, he did. And he won.
He won an NFL MVP and won on the senior tour. In the Security Pacific Senior Classic in 1991. Not that long ago, guys.
No.
So.
Not that long ago.
Why?
You were alive. You were out of high school,
Dave.
What an
old you are.
He suffered a stroke.
It was in the 1900s.
He traveled.
And Chichi was probably 80 at that time.
No, he wasn't.
Late in life, he suffered a stroke.
77.
He traveled to Russia to try stem cell treatments and died last week at the age of 90 in Solana Beach, California. John Brody, dead at 90, NFL MVP, winner on the senior tour, and all-around great guy.
Lando. No. DJ.
Yes.
Hamfist.
No. Passing or touchdowns, 214. Interceptions, 224.
I know.
Now look up Terry Bradshaw and Joe Namath.
Yes.
I don't know who they are. They're not
We're not putting
yet.
Them in either.
I mean, Joe Namath.
He beat out Chichi Gonzalez in golf. That's
Rodriguez. Chichi Gonzalez was a pitcher for the Rangers. Dave?
No.
I'm saying yes. He won an NFL MVP.
In the dark ages.
Well, actually, he...
Yeah, quite wasn't the dark ages of the NFL.
He won after Johnny Unitas and Jim Brown and before O.J. Simpson and Ken Stabler.
Is that the dark ages, Dave?
That's right on the line.
By the way, he was a starting quarterback in that famous Cowboys NFC Championship game.
Yes, he was at Keysar.
The catch?
From 71. No,
no, not the catch.
Only 9 years prior.
He won a Super Bowl?
He's 90, Davey. 90.
But yeah, he was a starting quarterback, and that is the game the Cowboys had the big comeback when Larry Cole, or I can't remember who it was rolling around on the ground because of the massive comeback. That was Brody's team.
I would say Donovan's vote is pretty important here.
So you're yes, Bob?
I haven't voted yet.
Well, you're next.
I'm the presenter.
Well, no, you're Donovan's
the swing vote.
Yeah.
So we got to get you on record.
It always comes down to him. You're first, Bob.
Yes, I think as a general rule, NFL MVPs get a yes from me.
Yeah.
So it's 3-3 to Donovan.
Oh, is it really? So much power.
This is why you're here. You're putting John Brody in. Let's go.
John Brody!
It's going to make Bob Weir happy. It's a contemporary of Bobby, San Francisco guy, the quarterback of the football team.
Incredible.
And they can double team Brigitte Bardot.
Why are you doing that with your hands?
What did I do?
Whoa.
You were doing some dramatic double fisting motion.
Like what?
Okay. He's skiing.
Let's be
recent. Yeah, I was skiing.
Let's hope they all fall in love first.
There's no courtship in the three bedroom
apartment.
Everyone
loves everyone in heaven.
Yeah, it's like, let's go.
That's not how it works.
And they get hurt at 33.
Right?
And, there's no consent
and
in heaven.
And Bob Weir's like shockingly good looking at 33.
Yeah.
And this guy's like He's an prime athlete.
Yeah.
She's just be going door to door.
Okay. What? Just don't sully things quite that.
God, I'm just happy for Bob, really.
Do you think he can throw down? But Sturm? I mean, you presented it very well. Why are you so happy for Bob?
He can bro down and then.
Is the Scientology going to be weird up there in heaven?
He's out. He's done. He denounced
it. He did turn in his membership card there at the end. Donovan, thank you. We'll talk to you in a short order, won't we?
Yeah.
Oh, exactly 1 hour from now, right?
All right, yes, sir.
I'll just stick around. What are you guys? What are we talking about next?
John Elway.
Okay.
R.I.P.
I always want to talk about him.
He's alive.
Oh, damn.